from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we were talking about trades. I think the biggest thing to me is it's real simple. I mean, the Pirates are going to have to be a little bit bold here if they want to get in on the ground floor. But of all these guys, I mean, I'm looking at all these guys and I'm looking at their numbers. I don't know, City Limits. I mean, Jazz Chisholm, I guess. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The baseline is making them better than Palacios.
Palacios is going to be your fourth outfielder. Olivares, it's really
Olivares is around somewhere.
You got to get somebody better than Sawinski.
Sawinski, Michael Taylor. So I mean, we're talking about getting better than that group.
You're talking about marginally better than that group,
right?
Because that group,
they're horrible.
The ceiling's on the floor.
Jazz Chisholm, I guess, he's interesting to me. I think that would be a good move for them. Brian De La Cruz. Yeah. Both of those guys.
Yeah, he's fine.
They hit home runs, but I don't know. Of the heap, I think Chisholm probably is the best one, right? Of that entire group that we were talking about, Taylor Ward, Chisholm,
Rooker. I'd take Rooker as the bat, but Chisholm plays very well defensively. I mean, not very well, but he's very solid in center, and you got him for a couple more years of control. Maybe he breaks out in Pittsburgh on a better team than what he has in Miami.
Yeah.
I like Rooker, but like he is only a DH. I'm completely fine with sticking him out in right and see if it works. And if it doesn't, you still have a really good bat that you can play out there.
Yeah.
I mean, they threw Henry Davis out there in right.
But I would have really liked them to get Hayes.
Yeah, Austin Hayes from Baltimore, who just traded.
If he was available, what are the Pirates doing? You need a center fielder.
They probably don't want to give up an established reliever like Sir Anthony Dominguez is basically like giving up Aroldis Chapman.
Okay.
And then another reliever. Or then another outfielder.
Yeah.
Like a Christian Pache. You're talking about trading Sawinski.
Right.
So would you trade Sawinski and Aroldis Chapman for a year and a half of Austin Hayes?
Well, here's the thing. I think they're going to trade Chapman. I do.
At this point, I don't think they do. Two games over.
I think they will.
To try to get salary off the books or to try to acquire something to go get someone else?
They'll try to get something piece for, but I think the biggest thing is to get salary off the books, especially if they're going to add salary. They believe that they can trade Chapman and still be okay. They have enough guys in their bullpen. When's Stratton coming back?
I think, is back on a rehab.
Okay.
But do you have that assurance with Ryan Borucki still up in the air? Like, he was supposed to come back a week ago.
I'm just saying. The bottom line is they could trade Chapman and bring back another reliever.
It's they could trade for another guy.
I mean, the thing I'm trying to say is, if you were going to trade Chapman anyway, which they might not, but I'll be shocked if they hang on to $5.5 million salary.
Yeah, they should get rid of Perez instead if anybody will take him.
What's that?
They should get rid of Perez instead if anybody will take him. And I mean, he just had a really
good start of six innings. If they were able to get rid of Perez and Chapman, then all of a sudden you're saving, I don't know, $9 million. And then all of a sudden it doesn't matter if you bring in some of these other guys when you trade for someone that has a little bit of salary. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just, you know, one of those things. You know, I look at it and say, it's one of those things where if they're going to get better, it's going to cost them something. You know what I mean?
Oh, obviously, but I mean, do you, oh, here we go.
What?
Mark Feinstead, the Rays are expected to listen on Yandy Diaz, first baseman. Per sources, the Astros, Mariners, Pirates, potential landing spots. Now, Yandy Diaz is a guy who homered when I was at the game against Tampa Bay earlier this year. Good power, has been an all-star, solid player, and I'm going to see if he has any years of control left. He is a free agent after 25. One-time all-star, silver slugger, he's won a batting title, he plays first and third.
Well, here's my thing.
22 homers last year, hitting .273 this year.
Yandy Diaz, does he plays first?
He plays first base.
And third?
And third. So you can plug him in at third a little bit and give Ke'Bryan Hayes some rest and allow him to truly get his back under wraps. And you can platoon him with Raddy Tellez. You could probably put him in at DH for a game when you sit Andrew McCutchen just to make sure that he can get completely off his legs sometimes.
Yeah.
And use him as a pinch hitter as well. I mean, Diaz is good. He won a silver slugger last year. He was 6th in MVP voting in the AL last year. Now, he is 32, so you probably don't have to give up too much. 8 home runs, 46 RBIs this year with a .329 on base. He would immediately plug in, and he signed for 3 years, $24 million. There's a team option for 26, so you could have him for 2 more years after this season at a pretty reasonable rate. So you're likely going to have to give up something of substance for that guy, which might be a Thomas Harrington. And then, it still doesn't address the outfield. But if they make both moves, Paul, if they do both, then that really shows something. Again, I'm not saying that they will.
I don't know. You know, my thing is, first base used to be a priority a month ago. But I think Rowdy's been good enough that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that you take Raddy Tellez out of the lineup. But, I mean, would you rather have Connor Joe batting against lefties or Yandy Diaz?
Yeah, of course. I'd rather have Connor Joe's another one I forgot about in the Bermuda Triangle of other
outfielders that are still here.
Outfield ineptitude.
Well, and Raddy Tellez is a free agent at the end of the year, too.
I forgot all about him. But anyway,
give
me a couple of texts in the city. Let's do it before we get out of here.
Yes, let's cue up the music here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is where we would put the Paul pause. There we go. All right, Paul. From Greg. Good afternoon, guys. The problem still is in two games, the Cardinals and Bucks could only score one run in two runs in the two Pirates wins against St. Louis, or the first two games of the series, rather. Greg says, not good enough. I believe they need two more good hitters in the lineup. So Yandy Diaz, Jazz Chisholm, how much are you willing to pay?
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. That's probably an eight. I agree. They might need two hitters in their lineup. My thing was, who was the guy that I mentioned, the third baseman, when Noah Hyles was on? There was a third baseman.
Paredes. Another guy from Tampa Bay.
How about that?
He's good. He could play both positions as well.
How about him?
Here's Pat in Hanover. Fellas, the question of Verlander versus Scherzer versus Kershaw. I definitely take Verlander, but I would take the career of Paul Skenes over all of them. I believe when it's all said and done, he will turn out to be the best pitcher in Major League Baseball for the last 50 years. That's a 10, baby. That's a hot take.
Well, that's a 9 or a 10. I give it a 9.5 for sure. Listen, if Paul Skenes has the career of all those guys, obviously he will have proven who he is. But the biggest thing with really all three of those guys has been durability. You know, I mean, especially Verlander has been just a bull when it comes to eating innings. So he's got a long way to go before he's that.
I'll give you one more. Nate at work. Forget the future and the prospects. It doesn't matter who it is. You either win with Skenes or we all die without seeing the Pirates ever win again. The window is now.
I agree.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
9.5. I agree. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, right 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High 83 with today with sunny skies. It's Paul Zeiss. I'll be solo, I think, on Monday.
Good stuff, Paul. Yeah, how about this, Paul? Guess who's on the mic 12 to 2:40 on Sunday making his debut?
You?
Me.
Hey, congrats. Okay,
how about it?
Congrats. So 12 to 2:40.
Yeah, Sunday.
You'll be leading us up to Pirates baseball.
That's right, in the Charrington show.
Okay. Well, we'll have to tune in and hear a little bit of City Limits, and then it's you and I
on Monday.
On Monday
and Tuesday.
And Tuesday, we're solo Tuesday as well.
Joe is back on Wednesday.
Oh, man, okay.
So, very exciting
stuff. Basically, over the two-and-a-half, three-week period, Joe and I have done, like, two shows together.
Right. One of them was the Shelton show last week, this week.
Who filled in for me yesterday?
Josh Taylor. It was his farewell show.
Oh, that was his last day on the
It was, yeah.
I forget, what is he doing again?
He's doing KDKA TV News. He's got a promotion there, doing more extended news coverage.
So he's on the actual news desk now.
Yes. Yeah, he was here and then went there and hosted, I think, the 5 and the 6 and then did the 11.
Wait a minute. Let's back up real quick.
We have 30 seconds.
No, let's back up real quick here. Josh Taylor is doing news.
Like, yes.
He's now doing, like, he's the new, I don't know, Ken
He's not
Rice.
Like, he's not replacing Ken Rice.
He's the new Ken Rice.
He's not replacing Ken Rice, but he's doing, filling in and doing a lot of those newscasts, yes.
He's doing that job of somebody like Ken Rice.
Yes, in addition to sports stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Good promotion. So, I'm happy for him.
So he's not doing why does that mean he's not doing this anymore?
He said he had to give something up. So this is what he decided
to
give up.
So what are you going
to
talk about on Sunday then?
Pirates trade, obviously, discussion. We'll talk about the Steelers and training camp. John Parado's coming on and Nick Faribault's coming on.
Can you believe that Pirates talk is superseded Steelers talk?
It's an interesting world we're living in.
Yeah, it is.
I love to see it. I mean, we're in the heart of the Pirates season, and the trade deadline is the biggest thing in town right now.
It is. But, wow. All right, young man.
All right, Paul.
We will do it again on Sunday. The PM guys are next. I think the PM, are they both
they are.
Here? Are they both
They're
here,
on.
Or is it just one of them?
It's
or the
both
other
of them.
One? Both of them with Donnie Football?
With Donnie. He's here. He's
so
waiting.
It's a rare July show where everybody is intact.
That's correct. We'll
right.
Talk to you Monday.
Next. We'll see you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.